peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We've got a certain way that we talk with one another these days, and it differs a great deal, maybe, to the way that they spoke back in the day of Jesus when he walked on this earth. Now, the Gospels, when they were written, it's supposed to have just been an accounting of what took place. I understand that. But like in the Gospel lesson for tonight, 8 times it mentions in just this pericope, the Gospel lesson, 8 times it says, Jesus said to them, he said this, Jesus said to them, he said this, said to them, Jesus came and said, then he said, Jesus said to him. Jesus is doing a lot of talking here. Doesn't make good English. But it's important that they make the point when they wrote these things down for us to say, Jesus said this. Now, everything in the scripture we look at by context. What's going on? What's going on before? What goes on after it? And what's going on inside the passage that we're reading? And this passage tonight, they're in the locked room. The disciples are there, and it says they're in there because of fear of the Jews. They're afraid that the same fate that happened to Jesus is going to happen to them. And they were pretty close. They were pretty right about that. So they're afraid. But Jesus said to them, peace be with you. Jesus spoke to them after rising from the dead. That's what's so important, and the major point that the gospel writer John is making here when he says, Jesus said, he said to them, Jesus said to him. Whenever he puts that in there, our ears got to perk up. We got to listen too. Jesus is talking. And if it's our faith that Christ is our Lord, he's our Savior, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that's our faith. Oh, we need to be listening to him. So in the context, they're afraid. The disciples are afraid. They have fear. They're scared. They're scared for their life. We're scared if we're going to make sure we didn't get our taxes filed on time. Oh, and were they right? You know, stuff like that scares us. You know, we're nice and cushy right here in Indiana. Things are nice and they're good. Life is wonderful. So in the context of what's going on around us, Jesus said, peace be with you. He said it a couple of times here. And then he said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold the forgiveness from anyone, it's withheld. That's the way it is in Indiana, where we're at right now, because things are so good. But in the context of what took place at this time, Jesus, whom everyone was believing in, Jesus claiming to be the Son of God, Jesus who did all these wonderful things, he died. From the dead, and he's talking. So what does he say? Peace be with you. Oh, and then he breathed on them, and then he said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld. There should be comfort there. There should be comfort there. Especially that you have the power to forgive sins and to retain them. Ain't going there. But he says three times in the course of this gospel, peace be with you. And then this bit about Thomas. Well, he spoke. It's pretty interesting that. And then he said to Thomas, Jesus spoke personally to Thomas. He didn't preach to a large group, it was to Thomas. The one person, he said, put your finger here and see my hands. And put out your hand and place it at my side. Just picturing that in my mind. I don't think it would have hurt. It did hurt Jesus. Did it? It didn't hurt him any. He's alive. And matter of fact, he says, here, put your finger here. And he took his hand and he put it into his side. Jesus said to him, now have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus speaking to us. He speaks to us often. He speaks to us words of comfort. He speaks to us words of admonishment. Have you believed because you have seen me? You know, that's, you know, he's calling them out. But Jesus speaks many things to us, comfort, admonishment, promise. He promises to be with us always till the end of the age. The last chapter of Matthew, the beginning of verse 19. He gives us the great commission. We're to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that he has commanded us. And lo, I am with you always until the end of the age. That's a promise that Jesus has made. So if he's promised to be with us always until the end of the age, want to hear what he's got to say? Wait until you hear what he says here in just a few minutes. He says, do this in remembrance of me. The forgiveness of your sins. His promise. It's true. It's wonderful. Listen to him. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.